We now return to Unlocking Secrets for Women, a program paid for and sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back, and this is Candace Newton, host of Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN. We're here in studio with the Honorable Colin Hanson, Minister of Health Services for the Province of British Columbia. We've just been discussing how we got to this situation and population in our particular challenge in healthcare. And I think all of us really do understand if we're keeping people alive longer, it's going to be a challenge to our healthcare system. Not to oversimplify the problems, but looking at it from a bigger picture point of view, there's got to be a reasonable explanation, and that makes sense. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that we need to have some good news in healthcare. We really need it now, probably more than ever. We need to have the good news. And, you know, I respect that you understand the difficulty between, you know, what happens in the legislature and decisions that are having to be made and how they trickle down to affect the little person like myself and the other healthcare workers that are affected by these great decisions that are made. You know, we sort of vision it like a big pencil that's sort of chopping up our lives. And it feels that way. It's a little bit too simplistic to believe that's just all there is. We need some encouragement. And then you've talked about having to look at things from a long-term perspective, which really every single household in the province or country does that when they sit down and they adjust their budgets. Every household does corporate review. When I got a divorce, my life changed very dramatically, and I said to my children, okay, corporate review's coming. There's things we can do and things we cannot do anymore, and now I'm going to have to look differently at how I'm going to plan my future for you. So that's very practical, and I think we can all understand the realities of that on a day-to-day basis. And if we can just take that and put that sort of into the mindset of how government has to make their decisions as well, it's a bigger scale, more dollars, but that's the reality of it. And we are a smaller country than the United States. We don't have the population dollar tax contributions in this country like they do in the United States. So things are a little bit different. But as far as good news, let's talk about the future and some good news that we can have in healthcare. One of the things that I love about our province, and ladies, if you're listening, we have free screening mammography here. We need to use those services that are given to us and make the best of them. And I think Dr. Karen Gelman was here and saying that we don't maximize the use of that screening mammography. So can you tell us what's positive in healthcare?
Well, certainly the screening mammography is one of them. And if you start looking at the number of women who do get regular mammograms is higher than any other province in Canada, and I think it's partly because of the way we've structured that program in this mm-hmm. province. So that's the good news is that more women are getting it, are getting the mm-hmm. mammograms, and the other good news is that we have the highest survival rate of breast cancer mm-hmm. of any province in Canada, and I think the downside of it is that there's still women who are not getting regular mammograms. Mm-hmm. So we can't rest on our laurels, and there are groups. I think the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, a lot of great work they do in this mm-hmm. province, and the Canadian Cancer Society, which mm-hmm. Also has some good programs, and BC Cancer Foundation.
Yes.
They all do some great work around with breast cancer in terms of research and support and in screening. I think that's the reason why we're starting to see some of these. Sees beneficial results.
Yeah, we really do have some phenomenal people in this province, and there are some. I mean, the tragedy is that we have to have all these things because the disease exists in itself. That's the really hard part. But if we're going to, the reality is it's here. And then to have such a great support system for women here and to continue to move forward in that, are you able or aware of anything that's moving forward in women's health care that we can be excited about and look towards? Are there further advances looking at further procedures, looking at things that are new coming up that the healthcare industry is considering?
Well, I think if you look at some of the research that's being done in BC, mm-hmm. Whether it's being driven out of Women's Hospital or whether it's being driven out of the Cancer Agency, for example, it is world class. We have some of the best scientists in the world working right here in this province. And I think we're starting to show the results of it. BC Cancer Agency is celebrated around North America as the example for how to run programs programs to measure outcomes in ways that helps the whole healthcare sector understand why they're getting better results and to capitalize on that. So it's there's some great work being done in this province by our professionals.
Wow, that's excellent. They are. I've met some of them, and I'm just very impressed with the support that they've provided already and how hard everybody is working. So for you as a health minister, you know, of course, I've got this privilege to be able to sit and look at you and talk to you where most of the citizens may not have that opportunity. And I just want them to know what I've discovered about you, and that is that you do care. And you know, it might be just great to for those people that are struggling to know that you do care, Mr. Hansen, that you care about what's happening to them, their personal lives, and how it's affected their personal lives, and these changes, these challenges to the growth,
that you do care
about the things that are affecting them. And
yeah, we often, you know, if we go through some of these policy discussions and we'll often come back and sort of say, okay, now how is this going to affect Fred and Mary?
Yeah.
And Fred and Mary is almost this fictional couple. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of that reminder that it's not about the stakeholder groups. And in healthcare, there are so many groups mm-hmm. that are advocates and putting pressure on the system. In fact, I heard a comment one time by a speaker that sort of rung a chord with me. And he said that healthcare in Canada is suffering from stakeholder through the heart.
Wow.
And I thought it was it summed it up quite nicely, because we have to be able to look at every issue from the perspective of the patient, and we also have to look at healthcare from the perspective of the individual in terms of how to keep them from becoming a patient in terms of prevention and those kind of programs. And we really, you know, it's often that in the middle of meetings, we will sort of come back to that touchstone of, you know, let's not look at it through the eyes of the politicians or through the eyes of any particular stakeholder group, but let's look at this through the eyes of the patient.
Yeah, and the person that's going to be directly affected by those changes and the people that are affected by those changes. It is a tough challenge. I certainly wouldn't want it in front of me, but I know I have a cute little story. One of my classes, I had, you know, bless their hearts, a husband and wife team that were in housekeeping that had, you know, were, let's see, how did you terminology, that were affected by the challenges in healthcare, and they were in my classroom as I was re-educating them into another field. And there, you know, I said to them, well, what did you do when you were in your job? And they were telling me, well, you know, we did housekeeping, and, you know, and they were describing how they love to polish things and clean things. And I just said, you know, have you guys ever considered starting your own business? And of course, they're like, no. I was like, why not? Why not? You guys, I would rather hire you to clean my house than anybody, or clean a building, because you have such a passion for what it is that you're doing, and to try to bring hope back in the form of jobs. So when we're talking about jobs in healthcare, I mean, I've looked on the websites for professionals. There is a whole lot of jobs that are not filled. So it is very important for people to look at healthcare as a field and a facility that they can have a career in, because there is a career. Many, many jobs that are open. I'm very surprised by the amount of nursing jobs, technician jobs that are available in healthcare. It's quite interesting when you look at each of the individual healthcare websites that they have their job postings up, and there's quite a few out there, and it is a challenge. We're going to just be back right in a minute here and to continue our discussion with the Honorable Minister Colin Hanson, Minister of Health Services here, and that's on Unlocking Secrets for Women. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.